Unit 11, Passage 1. A dog's life. Some dogs are grouped by breed or by the work that they do. Collies and Commanders, for example, are labeled as herding dogs because they are both used to protect and herd sheep. Highly trained dogs that work to help people are classified as assistant dogs. Handlers of these animals have to be very selective in choosing dogs for the demanding training. Some animals are simply not suited to the work. Some dogs, such as police or guard dogs, offer security from crime or trespassers, helping their owners feel safer in their homes. German Shepherds and Doberman Pinschers are among the best known of these breeds. Rescue dogs can go where humans cannot or dare not go. For example, these dogs can safely navigate the ruins of rubble left by earthquakes or accidents in search of survivors. Large, strong dogs with thick fur, such as St. Bernards or Huskies, are trained to rescue skiers or climbers trapped by avalanches. Avalanches. Schools for these remarkable dogs make yearly pleas for money and for volunteers who will help prepare puppies for canine careers. Passage 2. Clowning around. Like other schools, the Ringling Brothers Clown College is guided by a philosophy of education. At the Clown College, the first and foremost principle is that just about anyone can be taught the art of clowning. To ensure success as clowns, students must work hard to master many skills, including juggling, acrobatics, makeup design, and comedy writing. Great clowns make sensible, ordinary tasks like opening a box somehow seem absurd and wacky. Sarcastic clowns use insults and tart comments to get laughs. Occasionally, they make fun of people in the audience, but usually, the clowns themselves are the butts of their own jokes. In one funny routine, a clown dressed as a porcupine nestled against a cactus and called it Mama. The cactus looked quite realistic and lifelike from a distance, but on closer inspection, it proved to be made of rubber.